Page 376 with Tisha Lo Abhira Beyadcha. The choice is in your hand. We all have free choice. ואומר הצדיק רבי שלמה מזוויל, זכות להגיד על המאמר, רבי שלמה מזוויל, הילי הצדיק, he says, שכשם שכל המזונות של האדם קצובים לו, מראש השנה עד ראש השנה, the same way, all the food, the sustenance, physical, sustenance of a person,
It's
written in Rosh Hashanah, I'm using the guest from now till next Rosh Hashanah.
Designated.
Vehu machlit ketzad enayet zektir shnati shalo. And he decides how to use the money, right? He could waste all the money in 1 month, and then he'll be poor and he'll be starving the rest. Or he could use it smartly, you know, in a smart way. Kach gam kol midat ha-sipuk ba-ana'a ve-korat ha-ruach shel adam tzuvim lo. Also, the same way, also the pleasure of a person and his feeling of feels good, you know, I'm doing well, everything, all the feeling, right? Also, I'm not sure to decide how much of that he's gonna have. And the person decides what is he gonna get his sipuk from. His I need to find a word. What? Satisfaction, maybe. Very good. Tada, tawe, tada, ole.
Satisfaction,
sipuk. Yeah, sipuk is satisfaction. Yeah. Namash, yafeh mod. He decides what he's gonna get his satisfaction for. His pleasures. Is he gonna get it from dimyonot v'sheker, from imagination and false things? Or me'oneg ruchani shel Torah u'tefilah v'shechinah v'bayit? Or he could decide to get his satisfaction that he was apportioned to him on Rosh Hashanah from Torah, from tefillah, from shalom bayis. A person decides what to get his satisfaction for. There's a certain amount of satisfaction a person has to have this year, and he will decide where to get it for. The more he uses it for tumah, the less he has in dusha. The more he uses it for dusha, the less he has.
I mean, the person has the amount of satisfaction in his own hands. He can decide how much?
No, he decides. Hashem decides how much. He decides what to do with it. Where to get it from. Where to get it from. Should he get it from real places or from false places?
The person has in mind, has to decide where he's going to get the satisfaction from.
Like money. Same thing like money. You get $10,000 a month, each one here. So you decide what to do with it. You could go and party and waste all the money for nothing, or you could go and you can invest the money, you could stuck up with the money, invest in good places.
Or Shabbos.
Shabbos, yeah. And then he gets it back even better.
So what does he mean by satisfaction? I mean,
the feeling.
You use it to satisfy these tithes or these?
Exactly. He decides where to get it from. Where does he need to get? Where is the source of satisfaction going to come from? They come from Tumah, from Dusha.
And he decides where his satisfaction is going to come from.
Exactly. Lachen, therefore, Adam shelo yechapes tadana shelo mishekel lachen ve'lofen Hashem. Therefore, a person who does not look to receive his pleasures, his benefits, his good feelings from the falsehood of grace and nothingness of beauty of women, which is nothing, it's just a taiva. There, he will receive a lot of ana, a lot of pleasure, a lot of satisfaction, and nachat in life from the taste, the flavor of the Torah and the tefillah, and from his children, and from his wife, and so on. Let's look deeply and think, why were we created in this world? המסילת ישרים מסביר בתחילת ספרו הקדוש. כי מסילת ישרים, tell your wife, you're מסילת ישרים. מסילת ישרים explains in the beginning of his book, holy book, להתענג על השם ולהידבק בהשם. We were created in this world in order to have pleasure from Hashem and to cleave to Hashem. Pleasure. והדרך לכך, and the way to reach this, he should mitgaber al ha'tanugot ha'shikriyim ha'dimyoniyim sha'olam hazeh matzi lo, is by overcoming the false and imaginary pleasures that this world has to offer. When a person overcomes all the false and imaginary pleasures that this world has to offer us, then he has flavor in Torah, in Tefillah, in Kedusha.
Is Bris not the only Hasidic philosophy that talks about pleasure, you have to be careful that it's not imagination, that here's the boundaries of pleasure, here's how you achieve pleasure.
What's that?
Imagination, false things.
I don't understand. It's not blessed.
Not blessed.
I just read from Rav Shlomo of Zvid, the Zvid Rebbe. He talked about pleasure. Everyone has pleasure in the world.
Right.
One guy is from food. This guy is like Buddha.
That's what I mean.
One guy is by looking at women in the street. Different guys are learning a daf of Gemara today.
That's what I was asking. That there seems to be a definition of what's appropriate for pleasure. Is that all observing Judaism, or is that just
I'll tell you what. Mitzvahs are not given to us in order to have pleasure from them. But as a result of the life of mitzvahs, Torah mitzvahs, the person has pleasure. It's not that it's given you. You have to do the mitzvahs regarding if it gives you pleasure or not. You do the mitzvahs. But if you want to feel the pleasure from them also, you have to ignore the other pleasures of the world. That's how it works. It's clear. It's nothing to do with blessed or with anyone. It has to do with Try it. Can I? How do you call all the time? Your legs in both worlds. One foot here, one foot there, hopping around.
If they think they are, then they're probably fooling themselves.
The person has no idea of what's the sense of dusha. He doesn't sense it. It's like telling a person, I said it a few times already, explaining to a person who never had ice cream. The flavor of ice cream. Can you explain to someone the flavor of ice cream? No. He has to taste it. They'll know what the flavor is. Can't explain flavors. Flavor is a taste.
The reason I ask that is that I in Atlantic City, where they have casinos, it's not uncommon to see from guys in the casino.
Wow.
And so that's how, and a lot of people are saying, they're wearing tzitzis, hanging out, and kippahs, and they're open guys.
You have to give them Garden of Riches.
I've always wondered,
That's still according to Allah of the bet.
Okay.
The person who bets is possible for Edus.
We studied that in Shukran Ur. 24B, 25 to 25B. Gamblers are not considered. Cannot be judges or witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
And whether they're playing.
They studied this too. How are they?
Who said they studied? Who are they? And who said what they studied?
I don't know what they studied.
And maybe they have a big etzara.
Also,
we're not perfect either.
Gambling is extremely addictive. It's as addictive as any drug.
Right.
They had 12 step programs for it.
Okay.
They have 12-step programs for gambling.
12-step program?
A 12-step program originally was for alcoholics, and it's expanded.
Oh, how to get out. Internet also.
It originally started, it's based on Pirkei Avot, the 48 ways.
Really?
Yeah, at least from what I understand from Rabbi Block, my rabbi.
Hashem wants to give you. Hashem wants to pour on you good, only good and kindness. The question is, how do you want to receive it? You definitely want to be good. You want to feel good. I told you that already. A person doesn't want to feel bad, he wants to feel good. Right? That's 100% true. The question is, how? So when the poor person thinks, it's like going in, I don't want to say nice things, yeah? Yeah, another person, or eating every night at a different restaurant, right? And burgers and who knows what. And like Abdul says, Pepsi, Pepsi, Pepsi and pizza. Just not the Pepsi, right? Right? That's one way of receiving the good that you think is good. It's imaginary good. Another way is closeness to Hashem, which is real good. It's true good. Which doesn't depend on your physical state. Physical state can be one thing, and you still feel awesome. That's how you know it's real. All the other pleasures, if you have it, you're happy. You don't have it, you're sad. Cleaveness to Hashem, right? So regardless of the state that you're in, right? Spiritually or physically, it doesn't make a difference. You're always close to Hashem. You can always feel close to Hashem, even if you're spiritually you're down. Of course, if you don't have anything physically, of course you can feel close to Hashem. Even if spiritually you're down, you start thinking Hashem, and you see Hashem, I know you're with me, you're guiding me even in this slow place, you're with me, like Rabbeinu teaches in Torah 12 in the second part. Right? That's how you know it's true. You always feel close to Hashem, regardless of any situation in the world that he's in. He could be in the lowest place, spiritually, physically, could be in the Holocaust, in the camps. You can feel close to Hashem over there and see the hand of Hashem guiding him.
Okay, I'm getting this quote wrong. I forget who it said, but there was someone who in the Holocaust, and if he said that if we had just sung and danced, we could have gotten out of the Holocaust. I forget who had said it.
Sounds like a Breslover.
And it was quoted by Rabbi Lizzie Brody a few weeks ago.
Really? This world is full of a wonderful, sweet light. Sweet, the Torah is sweet, the prayer is sweet, the life is sweet, life of giving and helping others and being tested is a sweet life. And all this, a person, he's in danger of getting mixed up and switching this all this real sweetness with the sweetness of the taiva. As long as he receives pleasure and sweetness from the taiva, he cannot taste the sweetness of dusha. And he lives in this life, a life of bitterness, a life of great disconnection from the source, from Hashem. On this, Rabbeinu says, שבשביל תענוג של רבע שעה אדם מוכן להפסיק העולם הזה עם כל העולם בה. That for pleasure 15 minutes, yeah, a person is willing to lose all of his this world and his next world. Because it turns into he becomes bitter, becomes empty. Finishes taiva, now he's empty. As opposed to the pleasure with Hashem, the more you cleave, the more you, how did you call it in your paper over there? You charge yourself, you call it a different word you said.
Energy?
Yeah, but you call it not charging, you use a different word. Whatever it is. Yeah, we just wrote it. Infuse yourself.
Infusion, yeah.
That's what I was looking for.
Infusion. Like a blood infusion is a spiritual infusion.
Yeah. אנחנו מבקשים ומתחננים בעולם להרגיש נועם בחיים. We ask and beg Hashem, plead to Hashem. We want to feel pleasure in life. Where do we say that? We say, "V'hi noam Hashem elokeinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kohen aleinu ma'asei kohenim." The noam is like how do you say noam?
Pleasant.
Pleasantness. The pleasantness of Hashem, our God, should be on us. What's the pleasure of Hashem, our God? Going to look at women? What, going and eating glidot and steak? No. What's the pleasure of Hashem? Noam Hashem is a Noam, the pleasantness of the Torah and the mitzvahs. That should be on. Shetishre Shechina v'maaseh adenu, kmo shemesh b'Rashi. Rashi explains in the pasuk that the Shechina will dwell on what we're doing and then we'll have pleasantness. Gan Eden ba'olam hazeh ze bayit sheyesh bo Shechina. Gan Eden in this world is a house that has a Shechina in it, that has pleasantness of Dusha in it. But the imaginary pleasantness of the Taiva, that's what destroys a person's house. It's what kicks out the Shechina. And it takes from a person all the true pleasantness. Rabbeinu HaKadosh writes in Likutei Moharan, the second part, Torah 71, Noam Ha'Elyon Shofea Tamid. The supreme pleasantness is always flowing. Always flowing. That's all Rabbeinu writes. ומהנועם הזה מתעוררת אהבת אמת. From this pleasantness, this pleasantness arouses true love. Like this is in the Zohar HaKadosh, שמנועם האמת מתעוררים שערבים לרחמותה, fire of love is aroused from this pouring pleasantness from Shamayim. והאדם יכול לזכות לנועם תמידי, and a person could merit to feel this pleasantness, this eternal, non-stopping pleasantness. Like Rabbeinu HaKadosh says, Ashrei HaZoche L'Argish Ni'imud HaTorah. Praiseworthy is the one who merits to feel the pleasantness of the Torah, because there is pleasantness in the Torah, and that's the main thing that a person will merit, to feel the pleasantness of the Torah. Because when one merits to feel the pleasantness of the Torah, that means he's in one with Hashem. If he's learning Torah and he does not yet feel the pleasantness, he's not one with it yet with Hashem. He has to still work on his Kedusha. The more you work on his Kedusha, the more you'll feel Hashem in everything he's doing, especially in the mitzvah. Yeah, then he merits Avas Torah. He feels Hashem, so he's cleaved to the Torah. He can't leave it. And it's like a taiva, that once he fulfills his taiva, it's over. It's continuously. That's why we have the stories of the Chazon Ish, Rav Avadya Zatzal. And they were standing on a ladder a whole night, holding a book. They didn't even realize the night went by. Because they were drugged by the Torah. They were drugged by the Torah. The love, they were in love with the Torah.
Are we saying that somebody who doesn't feel this pleasantness, the love of the Torah,
is lacking in his Kedusha?
It's because of the Taivas?
He's lacking in his Kedusha.
The Taivas prevent him from feeling that feeling.
Especially the Taiva. Kedusha. Of the Tavanu. Yeah? Then he merits to love Hashem, merits to love Am Yisrael. He loves everyone now. Then he feels pleasant in
himself. Loves himself.
I think it's a little bit different when you learn Albeinu's books. You always feel love. Maybe, I don't know, I think. You always feel pleasant. Albeinu is like... Because he is so...
Yeah.
The first step would be
in
Kedusha.
First to be happy. That's the first thing. Regardless if you guard your eyes, you don't guard, you have to be happy. Happiness has nothing to do with anything. Because here, like I said before, the spiritual situation not affecting our cleavage to Hashem. We can find Hashem everywhere, because Hashem is everywhere. Even the person, he just did the worst avos in the world, he can still feel Hashem. Even if he doesn't feel it, he has no Hashem with him. Hashem, you're with me, you love me, you're leading me, and from here I'm going to grow. He brought me to this place because I grow dafka from here. And afterwards, he's happy, then he can start working on guarding the eyes, and El Kedusha. Then he'll start feeling Hashem. He'll have Shabbos, will be Shabbos. Tefillin will be Tefillin. Torah will be Torah. Everything will be so meaningful, so full, so meaningful. But the person that doesn't have, he runs into Shabbos, he's waiting to run out of Shabbos. Puts on tefillin and thinking, puts it on the last person, he's the last person in shul putting on the tefillin, he's the first one taking them off. And so on. So forth. You can't judge a person. He's full of, he doesn't have a dusha in him. Don't judge anyone in shul, because maybe he has a stomach problem, I don't know, yeah? I'm just saying, us, judge yourself. Why do I want to take off my tefillin right now? Could be a person's tired. The other day I was tired, I took it off right away after Shmoneh because I thought I was going to fall asleep with it. You don't have to judge anyone else. Judge only yourself, I'm talking about. If you have a feeling, take off your tefillin. Why is that? Why don't I want to be close to Hashem with a tefillin? Why is it so hard for me to stay in Shmoneh? Why am I looking to run out of Shmoneh? Why? Kedusha. Oh, fine. Thank you, Hashem, for teaching me that. I need to work on my Kedusha.